stand by for congestion charges as part of that package today. The thinking will be it could be charged about $350 to use Central Auckland by 2025. The Auckland mayoral candidate and Manukau Ward Councillor FSO Collins is with us on this morning to you.
Kia ora, Mike.
Out of 10 congestion charges in the grand scheme of things, 10 are they're the greatest thing in the history of the world. One, they don't do a damn thing. Where do you sit on them?
Oh, I'm probably around a 7 or an 8, given what I've read in jurisdictions like London, Singapore, and a little bit of reading on Dubai.
But when you've been to London?
Yes, I have.
You've seen how many buses and trains are in London versus how many buses and trains are in Auckland?
And that's the challenge that we've got in Auckland. We've got to get through the CRL that's expected to open at the end of 2024. And it's important that we've got good bus and train systems, and they've got good reach and frequency as well. So I think when we're looking at congestion charging, we've got to make sure that if we're going to phase in a version of congestion charging that we haven't seen any detail in, it's got to make sure that we've got good frequency on our buses and we're starting to phase out the regional fuel tax.
So a two-part question then. If we don't have acceptable public transport, do you drop the congestion charge? And if congestion charging doesn't do what it's supposed to do for the environment, do you drop it as well?
Yeah, well, let's see what the government comes up with. The three parts of congestion charging is it equitable? Is it going to be fair for all communities? Is it going to reduce emissions? And is it going to reduce congestion? And what we've seen from the overseas literature is that it can achieve those things, but it has to be achieved alongside really strong public transport. So if we don't have strong public transport now, that's where we've got to be doing the work. The CRL is an example of that. We've got the desire around transport to make sure that we've got thousands more people within 500 metres of a rapid transit network. So those are the things we're doing now if we're looking towards the congestion price.
Couldn't come at a worse time, an inflationary crisis, and the people you represent in Manukau can't afford it, and they're the ones who get whacked every time.
Yeah, and I know that this is going to be difficult, but one of the reasons why I voted against the regional fuel tax in the first place was because it's a very regressive tax and it hurts the poorest parts of our community the most. There'll be people on the roads now who are dreading the long drive into town going into work. And so what we've got to assure people is if it's going to be a congestion charge that works, it's actually going to reduce congestion and it's going to reduce emissions. I think when we've got the package right, let's see what the government come out with later this week with their desire to reduce emissions, and then let's really make a judgment on that. But we've got to get the system right, and that's something that I think we've got to work on now before we even introduce congestion charging.
Have a good day. Appreciate it. FSO Collins, who's mayoral candidate for Auckland, Manukau representative.